It's happening fast, ladies and gentlemen. Things are moving quickly. We've gotten several calls here during the break about the thing tomorrow. 6 o'clock Central tomorrow, live with Daniel Estlin. You can sign up at thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829, and they'll tell you how to sign up. But don't call Todd. Call the Power Hour or go on thepowerhour.com, and then you can sign up there. Todd's just going to then bug me about it. Ask me. So he doesn't know. Todd doesn't know. Maybe he knows now. I don't know. But so that gives an idea. I hope that you joined. I think it's going to be an important webinar tomorrow. We're talking to James McKinney now, our absolute favorite, and has been a friend of the Power Hour for a long time. His perspective is, it's very unique to have somebody of his level, a scientist, a tier one scientist, a tier one thinker, who can not only think on a certain level, but then bring it down to the common person, have a conversation on a national radio. It's very rare to have somebody like that. It shows a very high level of intelligence and comprehension and be able to break this down. So we're very excited to have him on, as always. His website is jmccsci.com, gmccsci.com. This is his website. He's got so many things, like the wing generator going on, water filters that you can purchase for a whole house water filters, and of course his information, his brain. And here he is on the Power Hour. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. I don't want to say anxious. I'm on edge. I'm so sick of all this. It's so serious to me as you begin to look at this and now, the different elements of this. We're such a serious situation. How are you doing? I mean, what's your thoughts about where we are?
Well, personally, I'm fine, but, I mean, it's shutting down. Yeah, no, I mean, and I feel everybody, I've been talking for years about that you should live a dual life, one in the modern society and one that with your foot in the completely primitive society. And you can step between these on a moment's notice. But the, just a second. Excuse me.
No problem. I like that. Dual citizenship. That's a different type of dual citizenship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, most people are very busy with their family and working and doing all the normal stuff that, you know, is expected in modern life. And, people have forgotten how to basically take care of themselves. So they're 100% dependent on the grocery store, and that's the thing that's coming next is food. And this has been done throughout history. When you want to control population, you get rid of the food. You plow under. That's what they're doing. They're shutting down. You don't think they could open up these meatpacking plants and find new employees that could work there that don't have coronavirus? And besides, the coronavirus test is bogus. It's a PCR test. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. I mean,
explain
this thing
that.
Is such a
pause right there, James. Explain this testing, the problems with testing, and break down PCR so people know what you're talking about here.
This test was designed 30 years ago or more, and it was for experimental purposes, just to get a measure of antibodies. When you have a cut, when you have get sick, or your immune system is low, and, you know, or you get food poisoning even, let's say, okay, what happens? Your body kicks up, antibodies, and they go out and they find whatever it is and they clean out your system and they also learn. So a little baby is born and they don't have any, immune system at all. This is the basis of your immune system. And so to understand elevated levels of antibodies in your body, they created a test. It has been misused. I was diagnosed 15 years ago with cancer, and I didn't have cancer. I turned up with a positive PCR test. They're using this same test. Hundreds of thousands of men have had their prostates removed thinking they had prostate cancer. This is big business for the medical industry. It's a big secret. But they're using the same stupid test for the coronavirus. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus. When somebody tests positive, and now you got all these people in the White House that say they've been exposed, some guy turns up with PCR test, elevated PCR test. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. So this whole thing is an absolute sham. So the testing, the people they're testing that died, there was a test, they went back in Germany, Hamburg, Germany, they went back through all of the coronavirus deaths, and they said not a single one actually died from something called coronavirus. They were all pneumonia, they were old elderly people, they had cancer, and they classified all these people as coronavirus deaths. None of them were, not a single one. This is all a big scam. So the test is a scam, and it's a test that's been around. If you took 10 years ago, if you took 2,000 people in the United States and they gave them the PCR test, probably about 20 to 50% of them would score high on it, high enough to qualify for coronavirus. That's what's going on. It's a sham. I don't know what the president is so isolated that he keeps talking about we're doing more testing. See, they want more testing because they know the test is a scam. The more people they test, they know they're going to get a lot of positive results. And so,
Let me interject. I got Uncle Kevin here, and we didn't get to cover it in the news today. I just wanted to save this for you. Bring up this story. I think you'll find this illuminating to what you just said, but also kind of humorous. So go ahead. Tell them the story.
First, I'd like to say hello to James, one of my favorites of all time.
Well, there he is. Thank you. In the flesh. Thank or his voice, anyway.
Yeah. So what happened, Kevin? Tell me.
President of Tanzania didn't trust the WHO, so he sent samples of sheep, goats, bunnies, trees, fruits, car oil for COVID virus test. And the sheeps, goats, and bunnies all tested positive for coronavirus. The trees were not negative, but inconclusive.
Inconclusive.
Yeah, that'll tell you how good that test is.
It's a completely bogus. And this is a guy from a poor country in Africa. They sent him a bunch of test kits, and that's what he did with them. And they came back positive. The pawpaw fruit turned positive for coronavirus. So this is a giant scam. The thing is, what we got to do now is we got to get to the president because he's being totally bamboozled. This Fauci guy is a criminal. Let's put it this way.
I think he knows it by now. I think he's on to him. Yeah, I think he's on to him, but it's not.
He's got to be more than on to him because this guy is directly responsible for funding the Wuhan research into this coronavirus that got out of the bag. I mean, he's directly responsible, and they shut it down. This was supposed to not have happened.
Let me interject two things before we get far, because what you just said was really big, and I don't want this to go. I want to talk about Fauci, but you just said something that is so massive. It's like, this is all a big scam. The way they're doing this, this is all drummed up. I mean, it is hard. Like, if I was talking to my aunt or I was talking to one of my friends or whatever, and I make that statement to them, it is so far off their radar and of possibility. It's just so big to make that. I mean, please help people. Please help my aunt, who might be listening, to understand what you just said and the magnitude of what you just said and the truthfulness behind this.
Well, it's simply true. Let's look at the PCR test, okay? This is very simple to understand. This test was designed 30 years ago, and people have been testing positive with this test. If you have any kind of defugulty in your body, a problem.
Okay.
And especially your aunt. I bet you 10 years ago, if your aunt took this PCR test, she would have tested positive. Okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. And so they just had an announcement. There were a couple hundred people met in Wisconsin at a rally. So the news media comes out today and it says 78 people joined this mass protest tested positive for coronavirus, as if they got it at this meeting, at this state capitol meeting. It's complete. And then way down in the article, then they say, oh, but there's no way of thinking that these people actually contracted coronavirus at this reunion. But the end result, once again, the testing is bogus. If you took the same group of people 10 years ago and gave them that test, you would get the same percentage of people testing positive.
Is there a legitimate test? Is there a real test?
No. They haven't even isolated this virus. The only reason we know about it, and let me give you an example. Remember 9/11? 6 hours later, George Bush raises his right hand and says, it's Osama bin Laden. Well, where did you get that from?
That's a good question.
It's the same thing. They knew when this thing hit China that that's what it was and that's where it came from. They knew the whole thing was planned out. There's a webpage, Daniel. You can go and you can get the news talking points of next Wednesday for the news media on the coronavirus.
What's that name of that website? Do you have that website?
I don't have it with me here, but it's a secure website. But there are talking points for news media out into the future. This is all scripted. And, you know, the American public, they turn on to CNN and, you know, like Chris Cuomo, we talked about that, where this guy, Chris Cuomo, news announcer from CNN, national news, and his brother is Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. And the governor goes, oh, it affects my family. My younger brother has it and all this tear jerking. So Chris Cuomo goes in his basement, does his news program from his basement. And then after a couple of weeks, he goes, I'm all better. He comes up and does a high five with his family and stuff. It was all fake. It was all fake because they caught him outside with the whole family, no masks, not social distancing, anything. And the guy confronted him and says, hey, aren't you Chris Cuomo, the guy that's supposed to have coronavirus? Aren't you supposed to be social distancing? Chris Cuomo gets in his face. So this guy who's riding his bicycle goes on Tucker Carlson and he talks about the whole thing. Chris Cuomo, it's all a big fake. They're classifying dead people, anything. The CDC sent out a memorandum telling doctors to classify any death as coronavirus. This is all a big sham.
The next question that just falls from most people's minds is, well, if it's that big of a sham, if that's big of a con game, why are they doing this?
For control. Hey, do you know how much power the Democrats have gotten out of this? They're getting their mail-in votes. They're shutting down governments. All of the people have to dribble to them and ask permission to open up their stores. No, this is a massive control thing. And you have to understand, this was in preparation for a decade, this whole thing. Getting 9/11 and Homeland Security and FEMA in place, these were all the effects of 9/11. That was just prepping for what's going on now. You know, masks, social distancing. You have to stand in line to go into the grocery store. All of this was being conditioned. And let me tell you, they're not going to let go of this. They're going to keep, as people open up, they're going to keep saying, oh, well, see, they opened up too soon. Now Fauci is saying, okay, end of September, we got to extend this out. Well, now by then, the country's going to be an absolute, you're going to have people starving in the streets. And these people are insane. These people are Bill Gates associates. You know, all of the association between Bill Gates and the Bill Gates Foundation and Fauci and this Burks woman, the scarf lady. These people are all part of an agenda. And this was supposed to come under Hillary Clinton. She was going to come in. This was going to be the death knell of the United States to bring in the New World Order. But a little aberration, they got Trump there, but he's been totally sidelined. He doesn't really have a clue on what's going on because he's so surrounded by swamp creatures.
Let me give you an example of, you know, you said something, they're not going to let this go. And a thought came to me a couple of days ago. They're not going to, well, think life is going to get back to normal. They will not let it get back to normal unless we force them. Let me give you an example. Like a Lowe's, like Home Depot and Lowe's. Well, there's a place around in the Midwest called Menards. And it's similar to Home Depot and Lowe's. It's a big store. I mean, this is not a little store. So 2 weeks ago or so, you could go into Menards anytime. And during the virus, during the shutdown, it was quote unquote essential, you know, big corporation essential. You could go in, you could bring your children, you could do anything. Now that they've started to open society, you would think, oh, it will get more open. It'll get more. Oh, this will be great. This will be No. As soon as they did that, they put a sign in front of Menards saying, nobody under 16 can go in this store. And so, wait a minute, you're opening up and now the restrictions get worse? Or they get heavier? It's like, and young people, they haven't even been susceptible at all. Why can't a 16-year-old's a lot safer than a 60-year-old? If you're going to do anything, you should say nobody over 65 can go in there. I mean, if you're going to go by that logic, makes no sense.
None of it makes any sense. And they have, liquor stores are required to be open, or lotteries, but
the church can't. Yeah, the church can. You can't go sit in the parking lot of the church, but you can sure as heck go sit in the parking lot of a liquor store and get drunk. What sense does that make?
No, it's
the airlines.
It's all about control. It's all about shutting everything down. And they've been putting people in place, and I've talked about this before, down to the local level, even the county or your little municipality mayors and people like this. People like George Soros have been funding these people for a decade, and they've been grooming the police forces so that they'll go out and enforce these draconian rules. They've been weeding out the police, etc. And so this has been going on. So when this day hit, everything would be in place, including the governors, to shut down these states. And all they have to do is shut down a few of them. I mean, the big ones, California,
New York, yeah.
And then get in the mail-in voting. That's one of their big things. So then you will never have a fair election ever again.
Let me give you back up a little bit what you're saying about the local level. You know, I've talked to you and we've talked on air about this idea of sheriffs and local counties. And so, of course, with the shutdown really put a kink in what we're doing, but we're still moving. We're still transitioning to things and making progress. But let me tell you one of the things. I've expressed some of these things on the air, ladies and gentlemen, but one of the things that broke my heart, I mean, just really hurt me, is we're talking rural, not highly populated areas, and to begin to talk about some of these things and the response we get from local city council or county commissioners, local sheriffs, and their response. I mean, being able to have somebody introduce you to somebody and say, here's, and to talk to this person and get the responses that we've gotten. It's one of the reasons I feel on edge so much. It broke my heart that how corrupt, how unconstitutional, how separated from law, from the Bill of Rights, from our heritage that they are. I mean, we're talking small counties, rural level, and don't have a clue and don't care and see you now as a threat. And it's like, my God, do we understand how bad a situation we're in, how precarious a situation we're in.
Well, while everybody was looking the other way, this has all been going on.
Yes, and they're all in place.
And it all broke at one time. Just want to mention, I have contacts in China. And quite a few. And right now, I'll tell you something. They never had a vaccine in China. They did not. In all the news stories you saw about them dragging out people and, welding the doors shut with people screaming, that's all Western propaganda. That was to raise the fear level before it hit the United States. And China's back to normal. They don't have any issues there, but they're very much aware that this came from the United States. And that's the thing, that you have these like Senator Cotton, who's really like pounding the desk. He wants to get at China. You know, China was the place where they had the virus factory in Wuhan, one of them. But that was all funded by the United States. That was a United States facility there.
Because it was illegal in the United States. I mean, that's what I've heard. It became illegal in the United States to experiment with some of these things. So then they took them in different places in the world. Would that kind of be accurate?
That's true. That is accurate. And Andy Fauci was right there front and center making it happen.
We've heard, my uncle just, I don't know if you heard him, he said 3.7 million or whatever it was. There's $3.5 million hanging over somehow crossed hands in some fashion regarding this. Is that going to come to light? Well, what are we looking at there?
Well, yeah, that's what we know about. But, you know, that's government money that went into that facility. We don't know about Gates and other people, private money that we don't know about. We don't have any way of tracking or knowing about it. So that, but there is a lot of times that happens where you see a little teeny piece of government money, but there's a lot of other money going in there at the same time. Make no mistake about it. This was all planned. See, now this virus also was supposed to be much worse. And when it didn't pan out, they started lying about the numbers. That's when the CDC.
Why wasn't it?
It was a mistake on their part because they, Judy Mikovits, everybody should watch her videos. They're being taken down and moved all over the place. But basically what they do with a virus is like a bat virus, like they think this was, came from bats. But they take it, inject it into various types of growth mediums, liver cells from monkeys, you know, who knows, eggs from whatever. Yeah. And they keep moving it in. And then when it starts replicating, then they take it out and put it in another one. And so what happens is they accelerate natural
mutation
of these viruses
in development, yeah,
in a very short time. So in if you went under normal time frames, the human body would become conditioned to these. But
it adjusts. It would adjust before it had time to get really strong. So it adjusts.
That's right. That's right. And so then they take one of these and they can smear it on a lamp post or who knows, spray it in a spray, fly a drone over. And then drop it out, and then a certain number of people get it, and then they start communicating this. And but to get back to your point, they underestimated what this virus was going to do. It turns out that the human population in the world was already quite resistant to this. So when Andy Fauci says, oh, there's going to be millions dead, that was the plan, but it didn't work out. So they had to start lying.
There's the music. We're going to get to more of this on the other side. Well, let's continue right at pick up that point. I think it's a very important point in what they believe. What does China believe? You know, what do they feel about this, about the United States? More with James McKinney on the other side, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
My name is Daniel Estulin. The decisions we make now with the global systemic collapse will decide whether we live as society or die. With the global economic depression approaching, it is necessary to prepare for it immediately. The basis of survival is a correct understanding of the ongoing processes. The collapse will result in the breakdown of countries, the end of the current planetary economic model, the rise of the regionalization of the economies that are going to replace sovereign countries, end of democracy, the rise of global dictatorship. Where do we go from here? What will the post-crisis world look like? What should families do to preserve their savings and to survive? Please join us in an upcoming webinar with me, Daniel Estulin.
The Global Transformation Post-COVID-19 Webinar with Daniel Estulin, May 14th at 6 p.m. Reserve your tickets today at thepowerhour.com. That's thepowerhour.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877 877-
817-9829. Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
ThePowerMall.com. There's a lot of great products there. Cass Ingram, he called me yesterday and wants to come on, and we're going to have him. He's doing case studies with this coronavirus, COVID, what have you. And he's doing case studies with Oregarasp, Oreganol, and a couple other things. And it's, I mean, proverbially kicking its butt. I mean, these case studies, this is going to be hopefully a big news story and get them, some medical people on this. These are case studies of people. One lady he was telling me about was, the doctors wanted to put her on a respirator, and, she knew from talking to Cass that, you know, that might be a, her daughter convinced her, hey, that's probably, that might be a death sentence. There's a real good chance those respirators, because the way the lungs are, you'll be dead. And so she refused. I'm not getting, you know, the doctors are kind of perpuzzled. So what did she do? She pounded Oregano and Oregarasp and walked out of there healthy and smiling. How old was she? That's good. I don't remember. He didn't say, I don't think he said that. There were 3-4 things we were talking about. Anyway, he's going to come on and we're going to talk about those specific things. Why do I tell you that? Because these are the type of products we have at the Power Mall. And two, you better get them before somebody gets the idea that they don't want these sold anymore. You know, just get them. They don't go bad. Oreganol, Oregarasp, all these kind of things, so many things, vitamin D, vitamin C, selenium, zinc, at the Power Mall, so many of the Graham Stetzer filters, important for the EMFs in your house, creating a positive environment. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. I am here. I come here on this show. I'm not trying to cry to you. I'm not crying to you. I'm just explaining to you how it is. Uncle Kevin, I have a lot going on in my life. This is a big deal and a lot to be able to come here for you. Why am I coming here? It's not for the gratification. It's not for the, believe me, it's because I care about you. I made a promise to Joyce and I care about you. I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. I care about this country. I care about this world. And hopefully that this show does something to empower you and to inspire you, hopefully, so that you can have more choices in your life, so that you can chart the course that you see fit for your family in this world and exercise the dominion that God has given you. That's really what I want for you. And we really appreciate your support. We're here because you buy these things from us. You donate to us, your prayers, your attention, all these things. We have an important role here. And guests like James, they need your support. We need your support. The water filters, don't buy it from China. Don't buy from, you know, wherever. Buy from James. Buy from the good guys. Buy from the Power Mall. The wing generator, look at that and support all these things. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're getting a lot of calls this morning about the webinar tomorrow with Daniel Estlin. I think it's very important to have somebody of his character, of his ilk, an information level to be able to present this on the world. There's things you don't know about Daniel Estlin. There's people very high up all over the world that rely on Daniel and seek out Daniel's counsel, so to speak, and his ability to conceptualize. And so we want to bring this to you. And so that's what he wanted to do it, and he agreed to do it, and we got the idea, and so boom, we're doing it. So sign up at thepowerhour.com. You can click on the banner, or you can call 877-817-9829. It's going to go off 6 o'clock tomorrow. Central, 6 o'clock Central tomorrow. The you'll get an email from Zoom. You do have to have an internet connection, so you'll have a link that you can just connect in. And I feel that this is going to be very important and worthwhile for you. I want to do everything I can to give you the best chance in this country, the best chance to thrive and succeed and overcome through the challenges that are on our horizon. I want you, I pray for your happiness, for your destiny, for your children, for all these things. But I also see that it's going to take action from us. It's going to take conviction, not compliance. The most important word, maybe, as we go forward, the most important word in our vocabulary that comes out of our mouth might be no. No. Will you do this? Get here. No. Give us your no. Roll up your sleeve. No. And we got James. I didn't want to go in. I'll tell the seminal moment. I've talked about this before, but this is America. If you were going to say the beginning of America, you know, give or take 1620, the Pilgrims, William Bradford, the covenant with Jehovah that he made, the Mayflower Compact to now is about 400 years. In fact, it's exactly 400 years this September. Exactly 400 years. That's about the lifespan of a country, by the way, in the Bible and what have you, just historically. 400 years is about all you get. That's a big time deal. Anyway, the seminal moment, the peak moment that kind of transitioned and symbolically meant everything. It may have been the days right before Patrick Henry gave his speech, "Give me liberty or give me death." When he went to Culpeper, Virginia, the preacher that was there, that was tied to the stockades, that was being whipped to death, offered again and again, "We will stop whipping you if you will just take our license to be able to preach." And he said, "No, no." And he finally told them, "If God gave me the call to preach, I need not the permission of man." It's like, my God, this is an unnamed preacher, unnamed in history. Patrick Henry saw it, undoubtedly affected his "give me liberty or give me death." From 1620 up till this is 1775, 155 years, this is the culmination of all their sacrifices. This is the culmination of their ethic, of their moral, of the DNA of America. And at that point, then the founding fathers took the sacrifices of people like that, the conviction of people like that, and exploded it in a document unprecedented and historically without parallel. The Declaration of Independence, the moment when that preacher, when Americans said, "No, I want you to be able to say no, ladies and gentlemen, with all your heart, with all your conviction, and enough people around you so that this is not, you know, you're not tied to a stockade and being whipped to death, but America rises up. Our heritage rises up. The divinity from the universe, the clouds are parted and we once again can connect to them and have the favor of divine providence shine and smile on our nation. But I know, I believe that we must have conviction about certain principles and are willing to act in them. And when we do, the whole universe will run to support us. I know that. That preacher knew that too in 1775. So all these things are very important, ladies and gentlemen. You're more important now than ever. That's why I'm here. Hopefully I've been able to, this show's been able to, our guests have been able to inspire you to some degree. Let's get back to James. This, I didn't mean to, you know, go on and on about this, but I'm really overwhelmed by where we are in our history. I mean, they're talking about social credit system at restaurants now. They're talking about mandatory vaccines. I mean, openly, like it's a legitimate conversation. Getting back to James McCanny, jmccsci.com is his website. Certainly valuable information, extremely valuable, and a wealth of information there. Let's go back and finish what you were saying before the break about China. China understands, or many people in China understand, that this virus originated in the United States. There was some connection, maybe even, like you said, some kind of CIA lab in Wuhan or directly connected. What does that tell them? What do they think about America? Why do they think this virus was released? What's on their mind?
Well, they got over it right away. In China, it was a coordinated effort. And it's not like the emperor said something and they all had to squalor in their adobes for a little while. Understand, Chinese people are ready for this. This is not the first rodeo they've been to. They had all their pigs killed. They had all their chickens killed by viruses that were brought in also by the United States. They know this. So this was nothing new. So as soon as they knew they had a problem, Trump's going, well, how come they didn't tell us sooner? Well, they knew it came from the United States. Get a brain. And so why would they cooperate with the United States and tell where they know the virus is when they're talking to the people that brought it there? And so, and internationally, this is not just China, Italy, Russia. All the top virologists in the world say that this is a U.S. virus. It's a U.S. laboratory virus. But the Chinese people are back to normal. They're wondering what's going on in the United States that we cannot get our act together. Very simply, you should not have to quarantine more than the latency period of the virus, which is 21 days. That's it. After that, you know who's got it and who don't. It's very simple.
Let's talk about these masks. We had Doug Rocky, who was NBC expert, nuclear, biological, chemical expert from the 3rd Infantry. Very high level, was, dealt with the Olympic. I mean, very high level in the government, in the military. And he laughed about these vaccines. These vaccines are not vaccines, the masks. These masks are a joke. They do nothing. What's your perspective?
Well, yeah, they don't. They don't. Any medical doctor will tell you the reason they wear a mask is to prevent them from anything falling out of their nose or like a drop of saliva coming out of their mouth. That's what it's for. It's not to stop something from coming at you. And, the mask is, unless you're in a medical setting or something like that, wearing it to Walmart is not a solution. And it's really bad for you breathing in. There's 10 reasons why you should not wear a mask. For your own personal health, it drags down your own immune system. And people going to work all day long wearing a mask is very bad for you. It's extremely bad for you. And so here's the issue. The longer the U.S. waits to go back into circulation, the worse it's going to be once they do.
What do you mean worse? Worse in what way?
Well, the more people that will be sick, and not only sick from so-called coronavirus, but from everything else. People are getting sick, just sitting. You can't take people, and this is a characteristic of old people. Say an old person falls down, breaks their ankle. Okay, they're laid up for 2 months. That 2 months, they get their whole body breaks down. You can't take people that are active every day and moving around and out in the sun and going to the beach and going, doing all the stuff they do. You can't just take them and stick them in a house because they start to get sickly. Their immune system starts breaking down. And other doctors have said this too. When people go back out into circulation, their immune systems will be compromised. And the longer you make them, the idea that you should have people under house arrest until the end of September, this Fauci guy. He's nuts. This guy is insane. We got some mad man running the White House. You know,
is there any other story, you know, putting coronavirus, obviously it's like Corona everything, understandably, because it encompasses so many parts of our life. Yeah. Is there any other big stories going around that are getting your attention that we need to focus on?
Well, look at, in terms of a country, the United States has become the equivalent of Mexico, maybe in terms of world power. Other countries like China, which is our main adversary, is doing incredible. They're doing very, very well. They've gotten out of the world banking system. So did Russia. We're still involved in this stupid bank. Look at, we're taking trillions of dollars of loans from the International Monetary Fund that people are going to have to pay back. And then they, you know, this money is going to be the equivalent of about $150,000 per person. And they're going to give you $1,000. You know, I mean, who's making this deal?
It's like they're doing us a favor. Like they're doing us a favor or something. Be happy. We're giving you something. Wow. Thank you, Master. Thank you.
No, but the quarantine, if there's going to be one, should not be more than 21 days, because if everybody sits where they are, then the people that are going to show symptoms would show it after that period of time. And especially if it's something that 100% for sure is going to affect the person. But what we're finding out is that a lot of people have been exposed and show no symptoms at all. And so this is no different than a person with cancer getting some other kind of flu virus. But the bottom line is everything that has happened here is a sham. It's a farce. We should have never shut down the country ever.
That's what Doug Rockey said too.
I'm going to say a few things though, like good things. All the universities are shut down. Very good thing. I think they are. All the schools are shut down. That's a very good thing.
All the schools should shut down.
Those are excellent things, because the educational system was taken over by a bunch of, excuse me, but fat, pudgy, Democrats who teach out of a textbook and
tyrants.
Don't have any brains.
Yeah, tyrants.
The school is an absolute disaster from top to bottom. From the time they walk in as kindergarten kids, they start teaching them about evolution, that they're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. So the kids have no self-identity. They don't have any belief in themselves in the spiritual sense. They don't know anything. They're just, so schools are a disaster.
I've said this many times on air, and I don't know if I said it when you were here. My grandfather was a very patriotic person and kind of instilled that in me. When I was very young, 5 or 6, I don't know, somewhere around there, he asked me, Danny, do you know what separates America? What makes America different from every country in the world? I don't know. What, Grandpa, tell me. Because in America, your rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away. And then he said something that is even more shocking. He said, they taught me that in school. Do you believe that? They taught me that in school. I mean, if these schools today were teaching that ethic and getting people, to understand their birthright and who they are, I would say that there's some purpose to them, even if they didn't have the best quote unquote education. But they have a lousy education and they're not teaching that. I don't see, it's a net negative. I don't see any positives on a whole.
No, this required education where you pay 50% of your real estate tax goes to education. Anytime you get money in there that's guaranteed, give it 10 years and it's going to be totally destroyed. And that's what's happened with education. Universities are not diverse. I've talked about this on the air before. They claim diversity. They show a group of students of different colors. That's not diversity. Diversity is inside the head, not the color of skin on the outside.
Isn't that ironic?
In the universities.
Yeah, what you just said. diversity, they're so obsessed with race and whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're the ones that are racist. They're saying, see, diversity is the color of your skin. When, no, yeah. You're saying diversity is not the color of skin. That's irrelevant. Diversity right. is what's in your mind, what's in your heart, your character. You know, the, not the color of your skin, but the Martin Luther King quote, but the level of your character. I don't know. I'm botching it, but you know what I mean? They're the yeah. ones that are racist.
No, universities are, I'm glad they're closed down. I hope they stay closed down for good. Harvard, Cornell, all those institutions are just corrupt in the core, and they're taking money from students to give them a very poor education. Most of those people want to get the piece of paper because that's their ticket to ride. It's like buying a piece of paper to get on the train. That's what you do when you go to Cornell or Harvard or Yale or Princeton or Stanford or whatever.
I'm real concerned. We're seeing, you know, my one cousin who I talked to, she's talking about her, was he kindergarten, first grade? He's going to be probably doing online school. They're not even going to open the schools. And that concerns me almost even more because now, at least now you got, you know, a million different teachers across the country and, you know, maybe you get lucky and get a good one. Now, if the internet's teaching you all, they can centralize the whole thing. I mean, you're just going to get what they tell you. It's like, right. you know, the yep. voice from Google, on high, the Wizard Google, of Oz or something.
Google Education, it's called. And there is a term, and Google has been putting that in place. See, all of these things have been in place for a long time. And then you need your Google Education certificate to go in place of your regular school. So it's taken wow. another step. But the other thing is that moms and dads are going to be going crazy with the kids in the house. So they're, when it comes along to get your shot to get back into school, they're going to be going, well, little Johnny, little Susie, we got to get you this first shot because I can't stand you in the house anymore.
And I don't know why I'm laughing.
No, this is going downhill fast and the slippery slope just got slipperier. So, you know, this is a chess game and the people that have planned this out had, you know, 10 or 20 years or more, actually a lot more, to plan this out. And so now when they pulled the string and this virus thing comes along, everybody is primed to watch primetime news and the scare tactics, the, you know, operation by fear. That's what's going on. And, you know, all the way up to the president, who's supposedly a smart guy, can't see through all of the you know, the swamp creatures that are surrounding him. Especially this Fauci guy. When I first saw him, I said, this guy is an educational moron. This is the kind of guy that stole papers, published and changed things around, got his way and squooshed his way up to the top of the pile of crap, the piled higher and deeper pile of crap. And now he's in the White House, you know, and associated with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And all of this other stuff. I mean, we have a major mess and, they're not going to let go of this. They, you know, this is their ticket to ride. This is, they cannot let things go back to normal and they won't. And so what they're going to do is they're going to, every time somebody tries to open up, they're going to say, oh, we got a bunch of cases of coronavirus over here. See, you can't open up.
See, we'll test. Well, here, we got the test. We here, take our tests. Yeah. Well, that was from a goat, not a person. Well, that doesn't matter. They're positive. Everybody's positive.
Yeah. No, it's a big, big mess. And people believe these numbers, you know, and then they got the fake videos. They got people washing up on shore. These foreign countries are got so many dead people are throwing them in the ocean and they show people washing up on the beach. I mean, it's just filled with fake news. It's just fake news wall to wall.
We got a couple of minutes. I wanted to spend some more time. Tell us about your website, what you do, and what you're working on, and how people can find you and learn more about you.
Well, let me tell you, the website, I just was talking to some fairly high-level people today, and everything you really need, I've been working on. The wing generator for energy from small farm and ranch up to small town and an island and up to big generators that are coming in the future. But then the shipping containers where you can build shipping container buildings or buy a brand. These are brand new unused shipping containers. I have a brand new line of grow towers. And this is important to grow vegetables in a very small place in your house, et cetera, or in the front of a window, or even up to commercial grade. So the grow towers are very important because food is going to become a major issue. And also having your own food, having some greens. You need green vegetables. So that's there. And then all of the water stuff, my water from the air machines, reverse osmosis, all the water filtration stuff. You know, every aspect of what we need in modern life, I have on my webpage. I've been developing these. And so, I mean, it's essential for people to be able to take care of themselves, for us to stop depending on corporate America to make good decisions for us. They simply don't. I found it interesting. Obrador, he's the president of Mexico, just canceled all wind and solar installations that grid connect in Mexico. He calls them fans. He says they don't work. And he's correct. He said this stuff, and this is the big plan. This was the scam set up by GE and Siemens 20 years ago. They saw this alternative energy business coming, and they did not want it to affect their central core business, which is providing big generators for central power companies. So they created products helped by NASA that the three-blade wind turbines and then solar panels, and they don't work. I mean, they'll never solve the world energy problem. So when people finally come to that conclusion, they go, well, gee, now we got to go back to General Electric and Siemens Central Power Company.
Wow. There's the music. It's always a pleasure. Tell them your website. Where can they find you, James?
Website is jmccsci.com. 7 letters.
Like James McCanny. McCanny Science. James McCanny Science. jmccsci.com. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Be happy, be healthy, be successful, and be free as God intends you to be. Remember, the most important word coming out of your mouth here just might be the word no.
No, no,
no.
It's a very big word. Learn it.
And use it. My five-year-old has this down. My five-year-old is the most important person in the world right now. God bless you. See you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.